I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. We're coming to you live all over the world, all over the country. Many stations across the United States air this show. We're very grateful to the programmers and affiliates for doing so. If you're not getting Ground Zero in its entirety, or if you're being preempted by debates or political stuff or sports, you can always go to aftermath.fm. That's aftermath.fm. So you go to listen to the show in its entirety. We air at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so you'd be able to check it out. Come on out and listen to the show on aftermath.fm. So something happened at the debate tonight, and I wanted to kind of point that out. We'll move on to what we were going to talk about, what we are talking about. It kind of fits in what we're talking about tonight. I mean, if I could go back, trying to figure out what the date was, back in May, actually. In May, I did a show about preparedness, and I said that it's time to prepare in May, and I started doing the countdown to the election. I said, countdown to the election. I gave the days. So this is how many days we got, counting down, counting down, counting down. And I said, listen, I said, what they're doing a psychological operation. And the psychological operation is called Dark Winter. All right. And around the same time, there was a video that was going around the internet that was basically about a Tom Clancy game, a video game. It was running again. It was called The Division, Dark Winter. And it was it's been around since 2013. And everybody was thinking, oh, okay, this is a cool video game. But I was explaining to everybody that Dark Winter is not fiction. And even though the video game trailer is pretty fictional, it puts a fictional spin on something that's very real. Now, I did a lecture on Clade X about 2 or 3 years ago. And at the time, I told everybody about this tabletop exercise and that you needed to pay attention to this tabletop exercise because it dealt with an unknown pathogen that authorities, in my opinion, were alluding to the possibility that Clade X or the clade of its origin would be something extraterrestrial. That was the theory at the time. And during the lecture, I mentioned two other tabletop exercises, one that was carried out before 9/11 and what was carried out in 2005. Now, we know of the event called Event 201, which happened in October 2019, but there were at least two other exercises that some people are saying were going to mirror the coming winter of 2020. In 2001, there was a project, tabletop exercise, called Operation Dark Winter, and then there was one called Atlantic Storm. Now, these exercises were funded and carried out by the same financial backers of the institute that was granted the U.S. patent for the what was called an attenuated coronavirus in November of 2018. The patent was filed in July of 2015 by the Pierre-Bright Institute, and some of the major backers of the Pierre-Bright Institute included the World Health Organization, the European Commission, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, World Economic Forum, all these groups that are getting ready for this great reset, right? So I told everybody back then, I said, prepare for the psychological operation, Dark Winter, and Atlantic Storm. The Dark Winter and Atlantic Storm were both aligned in predicting the release of a biological pathogen, or at least the increase disease or whatever it may be, and the pathogen would spread on Black Friday during a major winter storm on the Atlantic coast. Now, we had our major storms earlier, and I said that the endgame operation for this, they had some talking points. It was preparation will matter, increased knowledge and awareness are essential, homeland security must look abroad, the World Health Organization's authority must be aligned with expectations, effective communication between nations where the public is critical, adequate medical countermeasures must be developed. Biosecurity is one of the great global security challenges of the 21st century. Now, again, Operation Dark Winter was the code name for a senior level bioterrorist attack simulation, and that was conducted from June 22nd, 2003, 2001. They said it was a failure. And they said that they would rerun this again, but they never said whether or not they would do the gain-of-function exercise in real time. Well, I said that I believe that they are running it in real time, and I gave the indication that it was happening when we started seeing the wildfires and all of the smoke and all of the fog was coming in, cooling down temperatures, creating what I called an early dark winter. The dark winter was going on. And I said, you need to be aware that if they use the term dark winter, you know that it's underway. Tonight at the debate, this is what Joe Biden said.
We're about to go into a dark winter, and he has no clear plan, and there's no prospect that there's going to be a vaccine available for the majority of the American people before the middle of next year.
Dark winter. You know, it's very interesting that dark winter was a tabletop exercise that was carried out by Johns Hopkins along with Bill and Melinda Gates. And it was a simulation, but it wasn't a coronavirus simulation. It was another simulation. And I was interesting is that today, it's so bizarre that today I was thumbing through my newsfeed and I was looking at a way to, we had to find a way to talk about COVID-19. And I was thinking, we're doing this string of horror shows for Halloween and how, you know, all of this is all coming together. I was thinking about talking about dark winter, but I thought, no, I've talked about dark winter too many times. And then Biden says something about dark winter. And I started today reading about how a number of priests and other religious leaders around the world are saying that COVID-19 is going to bring on a dark and very, very opposing winter, and that it is going to create enough depression and problems that it will lead to, and this is what they said, demonic possession. Now, we have spoken of Acedia and its connections to Sloth and the demon Belphegor, and it can be argued that this demon has already become a metaphor for our day, and I don't think anyone wants to hear that the entire population or group has succumbed to some sort of possession. But it just seems like we can find our way out of the darkness if we just prepare, if we just think, if we use our spirituality and understand what's going on. So that's why I tell you, they've already called it out tonight. Okay, they've already called it, Joe Biden called it dark winter. Notice how Joe Biden called it dark winter and not Donald Trump. Donald Trump's not in on dark winter. But Biden, in his 47 years of being a politician, probably was well aware the dark winter was an operation they were going to carry out because of this political subterfuge that they're carrying out again. Once again, here's Joe Biden saying something about dark winter.
We're about to go into a dark winter, and he has no clear plan, and there's no prospect that there's going to be a vaccine available for the majority of the American people before the middle of next year.
Yeah, I know the media wants you to focus on political matters, and every crisis that can be dreamed up by news editors are all too willing to pump up a crisis in order to fulfill a particular agenda. But most people can't get enough of the political hate, and I know this. And it's as if they thrive on it, and that the anger is such a powerful energy that if it were pumped into the electric grid, we would not have to worry about using gas or coal for energy. We'd have plenty of energy coming from people who are so angry and hateful. You know, when I was young, I was often sullied by older generations that would say that we were a godless group. You guys are godless. And now here I am, older, and wondering if the future can become any more godless, any more dark, if the winter can become any darker, or if this is an endgame strategy for the United States. I mean, the older generations are forced to move forward into a world of future shock while clinging fondly to those memories when times were perceived to be simple. I'm not one of those guys who go, oh, remember the good old days? No. And it makes you wonder if there really were any good old days. I mean, in the last 30, 40 years, times have become less spiritual, they become less religious, they become less about you and your spirituality, more about the science and about precepts and other things. I mean, when it comes to our health and well-being, we're told to follow the science, and it can be argued that while many people assume that the science we are told to follow is given by know-it-all experts, there are some that don't even have enough wisdom to be in the same league as Bill Nye the Science Guy. That shows you how I'm feeling at the moment about the so-called science that doesn't want to show me how to control or deal with a virus. They only want to tell me about the Band-Aids they've mandated and how people are still dying because they made the wrong choice for president. I mean, this is a new kind of insanity. The mask is the holy water and the cross against the vampire virus and disease. As we go into the dark winter, Joe Biden, they know that they can use the dark winter scenario for the next 3 or 4 months. And the people are going to fall for it. You best be prepared for what's coming, because if dark winter has been invoked and they know of the dark winter and they know of the twindemic and they know of the dangers and they tell you about them, or they're willing to fortify these dangers and continue to conjure these demons of sickness, death, and sloth, then it's certainly something that we need to pay attention to. It's certainly something that we need to avoid and be prepared for, something to be vigilant about. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.